popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run. Try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Today, of course, my special guest, preeminent occult researcher, Mr. Jordan Maxwell. Before the break, Jordan was talking about the possibility that non-human entities had intervened in the possible creation of the human species, not only the current human condition, but may possibly be the, quote, gods that the biblical texts of the Old Testament talked about. As he said, the word Elohim is actually plural in Hebrew, and it means gods. Jordan, I want to ask you, I want to get your take. We talk about the possibility that these beings came here and had their own intentions in mind and didn't really care too much about us. They were going to use us for their purposes. And then certain groups of human beings chose one faction, perhaps, of these gods or one of these beings among the many to worship and to venerate. How do you see the possibility of there being the possibility of positive non-human entities or presences that are here to not use humanity but to uplift humanity so that we might pursue our evolutionary development on our own? Do you see any possible presences that are here to assist us?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think that if you look at the whole picture, and something I would add to what we said before, remember in the Ten Commandments, the God, that particular God, Yahweh, that was picked by the Hebrews, that particular God, said, one of the commandments he laid down on that new arrangement, that those people who chose him, he said, I am the Lord your God, and I shall not have strange gods before me. I am the Lord your God, not Almighty God of the whole universe. No, I am the God you chose. So I am the Lord your God, and I shall not have other gods before me. He didn't say there were no other gods. I just don't want you worshiping any other God because you made an agreement with me. And so it's like the guy telling the girlfriend, I'm going to be your steady. I'm going to be your boyfriend. I don't want to see you with other boys. I'm your boyfriend. I'm your steady. I don't want to see you dating other people. Well, the concept was the same. The God that they picked said, I am the Lord your God, and I don't want any other gods coming before me. I don't care if you want to dabble with some of their silly stuff, but don't worship any gods before me, because I'm the one that you picked. I'm the Lord your God. So when you understand how these scriptures are to be interpreted correctly, and how the words in the Bible are telling you something, it's encoded. And people don't understand it, being words that are encoded, symbolic. That's why they even asked Jesus, why is it you talk in riddles? And you only talk in the only, and the Bible said, the only talk in riddles, only. That's the only way Jesus taught was in riddles. What was the other term that was used? But the point being is you're only talking in riddles, and then Jesus said, I talk in riddles because I don't want you getting saved. I don't want you around me. I don't want you hearing and getting saved. I don't want you around me at all. So I speak in such a way that the whole world will hear me, but only those who the Father calls will understand what I'm really saying. Only those who are truly spiritual and who are chosen by the Father will hear. The rest of you will all just, you know, you look with your eyes and you don't see, and you listen with your ears and you don't hear, and with your heart you don't get the sense of it. So that's why I talk in riddles and teach in riddles, is because I don't want you to understand. Most people, I don't want them in my company. So I get the point. This is why things are encoded in government. Government encodes messages because they don't want other people to read these. If it gets out, people won't be able to read what the government's saying because it's encoded. And so that's why today I'm saying that both the Old and New Testament are heavily encoded. Well, by God, we've heard all kinds of books and lectures about Bible codes. Well, you better go back and look at that idea, because it's true. There are codes in the Bible, biblical codes. And so when you start looking at words and terms, as the rabbis used to tell me, you know, the way you Gentiles read something, you've got your own take on it, and you proclaim yourself to know what you're talking about. You've got your own claim. When in point of fact, there are encodes. There are coded messages in there that the rabbinical authorities know that you don't know. And so you need to go back and do your homework. If you're going to translate something correctly, you've got to go back and look at the culture of the people who wrote it, what the words meant back then, not what they mean today, and look at the entire picture as an encoded message. And when you do that, you begin to see that there's more than one God, there's many gods. And when Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, Cain kills his brother, and God is going to banish him from his family and take him away and send him out into the wilderness, where Cain says to God, oh my God, don't send me out there. I'll be a vagabond, and if you send me out there, they're going to find me. And when they find me, they're going to kill me. And God says, no, I'm not going to let them kill you. I'll put a mark on you so that anybody finding you, and they're not going to kill you. And you've got to ask yourself, what are you talking about? There's Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain just killed his brother. And now God is sending him out into the world, and Cain says to God, don't send me out there, because anybody out there that finds me will kill me. And now he's got God believing there's somebody out there, because God says, no, I won't let them kill you if they find you. Who are you talking about that's in out there that's different from you, and they'll kill you if they find you? Who? I thought there was only three people at this point, Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. And now there's only three people, because one killed the other one. So what are you talking about? Well, what we're talking about is that there have been civilizations on this earth for millions and millions of years. The history of life, human intelligent life or intelligent life, goes back millions of years. And this is why it says, again, I'm saying this is why it says in Genesis 1:28, when God is creating Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, go forth, multiply, and replenish the earth. Do it again. So you need to understand that there's a bigger picture here, and most people have no idea how big this picture really is, how far back it goes. We're finding temples, enormous structures, in the oceans of the world. We're finding pyramids on the ocean floor in the Atlantic. We're finding enormous structures and temples off the coast of Cuba, off the coast of Japan, Okinawa. We're finding enormous temples around the world on in the bottom of oceans. What does that tell you? When the oil rigs are drilling into the earth and the oceans, they go down miles beneath the ocean to hit the oil. But before they hit the oil, they're sucking up the stuff that they're cutting through, and they're finding handmade artifacts under the ocean floor. Wake up. You need to wake up and find out that the earth has got a history you're not aware of.
And I think what you're saying in so many words is that in this replenishing of the earth after the deluge, what was really being done was they were just rebooting the matrix of slavery all over again.
That's it. You got it.
We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. My special guest tonight, Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, on the other side of the break, you were talking about, you know, that there have been many, many ancient civilizations going back for possibly even millions of years, and this system of slavery has really been ongoing and has been, you know, wiped out and rebooted possibly several times. To switch that back to what's going on in the modern world, obviously we're still entrenched in a system of control and slavery. So I want to ask you what could be construed as a controversial question, but here it goes anyway. What is your personal take on the ideology that is referred to as pacifism? And let me get your take on that first, and then the second part of this question I want to ask is there an inherent right of self-defense on the part of people who other individuals consider as their slaves or their property to use their physical ability, their physical power to physically rebel and free themselves from that imposed condition that is imposed upon them called slavery?
Well, yeah, I think that whole thing borders on the obvious. It's really a philosophical question, how you view freedom. I mean, I'm in the system that I live in. I'm not complaining about it. I live in the system. I understand it. I'm the one who's been talking about it for many years, about how the system works. And But as a matter of fact, I don't have any problem with it as such, because I realize it's just part of, it is what it is. It's part of the continual flow of power over the human creatures and over the intelligent creatures of the earth have always been dominated by occult powers, by the hidden powers of the world. We call them Illuminati today. I don't care what you call it. Obviously, at the top of the world, you can go like in the organized crime. You have the street criminals, and then their captains, the capos, and then after that, you have, you know, the heads of the families, and after that, you've got the commission, and after that, you get the other, and it just keeps going up the ladder and up the ladder until finally it comes to the bottom line. The bottom line is the big boss, boss of all bosses at the top. Well, the boss of all bosses at the top in this theological world, I believe, are demonic. I believe that this is what the scripture says, the Bible says, that all of your gods are demons, and you're worshiping the worship of demons and devils. I think there's probably something to that, because I think that's exactly what's happening. I think religions today are the product of higher otherworld intelligences who are misleading the whole human race, and that's the whole race. You know, go back to the scripture where it says that Jesus was taken to the pinnacle of the temple and shown all the kingdoms of the world, said, "I will give you all these kingdoms if you'll worship me." Well, obviously, you couldn't give all the kingdoms of the world if you don't own them. Well, the scripture actually says the god of this world is the devil, and all the religions of the world are from the devil, from evil, demonic depravity. Well, again, like we started to show off again by saying, by their fruits you shall know them. So what is the fruitage of the three major religions in the world today? Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Is world chaos, world wars, violence. And we can start dissecting each one of those religions and begin to see the real story behind what these religions really are, where they've come from. And then you get into the sexual perversions and the lies and the money grubbing and all the entertainment, the propaganda and the wars and the violence and the mistreatment of children and the horrible stuff there. The circumcision of children and babies and cutting the foreskins off of children's, the baby's penis and sucking the blood. What is all of this incredible stuff that we humans are subjected to and nobody has seemed to question? Where does this stuff come from? Where do these ideas about God? And I remember back in school many years ago, teacher emphasized the point, when you're discussing something with other people, define your terms. Understand that other people may have a different view of the word you're using. So that's why I always ask, when we're talking about theology, that's another very interesting word, theology, because it goes back to the word theos, which is God in Greek. Theos or Theo in Greek is God. That's why you, and so and the ancient Greeks, where they used to go to hear about God, Christians go to churches. Well, the ancient Greeks, they didn't go to churches. They went to theaters. So it was called the God Show. They went to a theater. And to the theater talked to them about theism or theology. So this is where today we get the idea that when you go into a big show, you're going into a theater. Well, that's what you're doing when you go into a church. You're going into church, it's a theater, it's a show, the God Show. And people pay money, and they are entertained, and then they go out, and they are edified because they saw a good movie. They heard a good sermon or something. Does it mean you've learned anything? No. The same people have gone to the same church for 46 years, and you can ask them a question, a theological question, and they can't answer it. They don't know what you're talking about. So I've got to say to myself, if you've been going to a theater or to a class in a theater or to a church for 40 years, and I ask you a question and you can't answer it, that tells me how good of an education you've been getting at this theater or this church, which is by their fruits you shall know them. So when you start breaking down religion, you find out that the people who are very religious also are totally ignorant, ill-informed, unread, and have no understanding of the word God and where it comes from. They have no concept of what you're talking about when you use the term Christ, Christos, Christ, Jesus. Where did these words come from? So God, as I've always said, I'm famous for saying it, is that God is simply dogs, go backwards. And that's why you have dogma in the church. You begin to understand the etymology of the hidden or occult significance of religions, where they have come from. Why do we only have three major religions like Islam, Judaism, Christianity? Why three? There's a reason why. Why do all religions, almost all religions in the world, have triune gods? The Hindus have Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Egyptians have Osiris, Isis, Horus. The Christians have Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And the Jews have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All ancient religions have a triune God. Why? It goes back very, very far, and there's a very good reason for the concept of a triune God. The triune God is one God but three divine persons. Well, it goes back to sun worship. The sun in the morning was the newborn Savior. And the sun is your Savior. And it does rise. It rises every morning. So he was your risen Savior. And if you don't think the sun is your Savior, wait till it don't come up. So the sun was your risen Savior. At noon, the sun became known in the ancient world as the Most High. Why? Because it don't get any higher than high noon. So therefore, he's the Most High. Later on, he's dying. So therefore, as the baby born in the morning, he becomes full grown at 12 noon, and now he's going to die at his old age. Three persons and one God.
Hold that thought right there. We're coming up to another break, ladies and gentlemen. My special guest tonight, Jordan Maxwell. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thefirstlifeliberty.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Wake up. Your sleep.
Everyone, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio, my website, whatonearthishappening.com. This evening, my special guest, occult researcher, Jordan Maxwell. Before we go back to asking Jordan a couple more questions, I have just a couple more questions I want to run by Jordan, and then we're going to go to your calls in the third hour. I want to give Jordan the opportunity in this second half of this hour, to let the listening audience know about a very stressful situation that he's been undergoing regarding, actually, of all things, his own name. Jordan, do you want to inform the audience about this?
Yes, well, thank you. It is very distressing. You have no idea how distressing it is. Because I'm 70, almost 74 years old, I don't really understand the technology of today. I've got a cell phone. I don't know how to use it. I'm doing the best I can with just working on computers. And so I don't really understand the technology of today. I've studied my subject And so I have to depend on somebody to help me because I have nothing. I own nothing. I have no property. I don't own a home. I don't have a family. I have no checkbook, no credit card, no car. I own and have nothing. So I have to depend on someone who's younger, excuse me, to help me to do my work. All I want is to put my work out into the world and do what I do. But I need help doing that because I don't understand the technology. So when someone comes to visit me, which people do all the time, they come to visit me, and they see how I live with nothing, they say, oh, my God, let me help you. Oh, we want to help you. And I say, I wish you would. I appreciate if somebody would help me. So they say, oh, yeah, let me do your website for you. Excuse me, and we'll handle your distribution of products, and we'll do the, we'll connect your email for you, and we'll just help you. And so all we need to do is we need to get permission to do this from you. So we need you to sign this piece of paper that gives us permission to be your webmaster and do all this stuff for you. And so I do. I sign it, and then they have my web. Now they have ownership of my website. For me. And so what happens and has happened is when I found out the webmaster I had 4 years ago, four and a half years ago, when I found out that this young man was not who I thought he was, and I found out his proclivities and who he and what his private life is really like, I didn't know. I'm just an old man, and a young man comes in and wants to help me. But when I found out what he was really all about, it shocked me, and so I decided I don't want you in my company anymore. I don't want you to do anything for me anymore. Just give me back my website, and you go your way, and I'll go mine. To which he said, "Oh no, nobody walks away from me." And so I found out that he went into the back of my website and changed the ownership from my name to his name. He changed the email, my private email that I had with my website. He redirected my private email to himself. And, of course, he had already redirected the bank account to his personal bank account. And then behind my back, not knowing it, he went to Washington, D.C. and copyrighted all of my books and tapes and videos that I've produced over the years. And copyrighted them all behind my back, and I didn't know anything about it. Then he went to the trademark department and tried to trademark my name so that he could actually own my name, my products, my money, my email, my bank account, everything. He owns it all. And when I confronted him on this, he said, look it, just get out there and make me some money. And so at that point, I was devastated. I didn't realize the depth that people will go, because I've had people cheating me before, but this took the cake. I've never had anyone steal everything I own and then talk to me like I was a fool. So I had to talk to lawyers, and my lawyers, of course, would say, oh, this is terrible. We could do something about this, but it's going to cost you $10,000. I don't have a nickel. I never have had any money, and whatever money I did have, it goes to him now. So for years, so the past 4 years, all of the products that have been sold on my old website, JordanMaxwell.com, JordanMaxwell.com has not belonged to me for 4 years, because my webmaster, he's the one that has the codes and the passwords and the username. I never knew anything about usernames. I don't know anything about passwords and codes. I'm 74 years old, but he does. So he went into my website, stole my website, stole my money, redirected my emails, which is mail fraud, I'm told, by attorneys, and now people writing me all over the world goes to him. And he answers as if it was me. And he's sending out invitations to donate money to Jordan Maxwell. He needs your help, financial help. And so people are sending money to him.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable criminality in your face. But I can't do anything about it because I am broke. I have nothing. My life's work has been stolen from me. And so the best I can do is just get a lawyer if I had the money. So I've had some people come in and say, Jordan, let us help you. You don't have to sign anything. You don't have to give us your life's work. They're not going to steal from you. We'll get you a good attorney, and we'll put a Kickstarter or something up there, some kind of a donate button, to at least get some money in to get an attorney to get your life back, to get my work back. So that's why I have a little radio show that was done for me. I don't know anything about radio. I mean, how to put a show together. I just do what I do. But I have a radio show now. It's a little podcast called Jordan Maxwell Show. Very simple. The Jordan Maxwell Show. And on that, I've got about 36 different shows. It's all free. I have guests on, and I talk them, rattle on myself on my own show. But it's a podcast, Jordan Maxwell Show. And if you go there, there's a button for a Kickstarter, and there's another button there for a direct donation to me. So I'm just asking anyone who would like to help me get my life back and be able to pay an attorney, because I've got a very good copyright, motion picture copyright attorney who saw my plight and said, Jordan, this is criminal. Let me take care of this in court. I'll do this. I'm going to get your life back, your money and everything else that was stolen from you. So, good. But, you know, attorneys cost money, and I don't have any. Well, he's working on it anyway. So I appreciate that. But I would like to be able to pay him, and I'd like to also continue to do the radio shows. But I don't have the money for that, too, because you know as well as I do, it costs a little money to do a radio show continually. I don't have anything.
But there's always expenses associated with equipment, with bandwidth, with hosting. It's not free as many people think. You know, it's not as easy as people think it is to do, as far as the technical know-how goes. You know, when I edit this podcast, I mean, I sit here for an hour or two, even after the show is done. I edit out the commercials. I have to upload it to a site. I have to build an article on a content management system. It's not like you press a button and a podcast hosts itself. You know, it doesn't happen that
way. That's exactly right. And I don't know how to do any of that. I don't even know. I'm just learning how to work on computers. I don't know how to do that. But I have a dear friend, a couple of guys that have come in to help me, and they put a website together for their podcast and the show, and they put a little Kickstarter up there so I can have a Kickstarter. And
Jordan, by the way, I've heard your new radio show, the new incarnation, the Jordan Maxwell Show, and I just want to say it's absolutely brilliant. It's really great work that you're doing on that show. I've listened to them all, and I think it's a phenomenal show. And let's be very clear and tell the audience the exact website that is yours, okay? Yep. It is jordanmaxwellshow.com. That is your now official website.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that is going to any other website that is not Jordan Maxwell's official site, and if you are putting any kind of donations toward that site or buying anything through that site that is not going to Jordan, none of those proceeds will go to Jordan. The only site that is valid for Jordan is jordanmaxwellshow.com. Be very specific and make sure you get to that correct site. So, Jordan, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening with my special guest for this evening, Jordan Maxwell. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence, and it can't go on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. My special guest this evening, occult researcher Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, in this segment, I'll let you wrap up your thoughts on the very unfortunate series of events that have been conducted against you. Let's call this what it really is. This is pure and simple identity crime. I mean, this individual stole your very identity and stole, you know, the proceeds of your life's work and the research that you've done over the many years. And I'll let you continue and wrap up what you want to tell the listening audience regarding that situation.
Well, it's true. That's exactly what happened. I mean, what I found out, like I said, what caused this is when I found out what his private life was all really about. I wanted nothing more to do with him, and I told him that. I said, because, you know, you work for me. You're supposed to be my friend and helping me. You're younger than I am. I brought you in to help me. I don't want you around me. I don't want to be, nothing to do with you now. Now, you know, and so his response was, okay, I own you now. I own you. I own your name. I own your product. I own your bank account. I own everything. So now you're going to, you know, you're not going to get rid of me. I own you. So I was told by him, I was told, you need to get out there, old man, and make me some money because I own you. I own your name, I own your website, I own your email, your bank account, your products. You know, he filed out an affidavit under penalty of perjury and sent it to the trademark department to trademark my name, then steal my name from me. Well, he got caught on that one. The feds caught him on that one. And so he backed off of that, but he still copyrighted all my products, stole everything from me, and left me penniless. And so that's why my friends have put this this donate button up to hopefully donate some money so that I can pay my lawyer and get my life back. That's the bottom line. So
Jordan, do you want to out this individual by name on the air here tonight?
Well, I think it's already out there. His name was Joseph, J-O-S-E-F, Joseph Dolezal, D-O-L-E-C-A-L, Dolezal. And it's his father and his brother. There are three of them in the company, Joseph Dolezal and Jacob Dolezal.
Yeah, I'm glad you're naming them by name because it's good that people should know not to deal with individuals like this, and the only way they're going to know is if they're outed by name right there. So that's what. Yeah.
Besides, it's already out there on the lawsuit. If you go to the Federal Trademark Department, you'll see where they signed it and tried to trademark my name and stole my money. And Jacob Dolezal told me, we've got a new plan for you, old man. You're going to get out there and make us some money. So get off your lazy butt and get out there and start making us some money. So at that point, this is a 26-year-old kid, and he's telling me at 74, stuff like that. So
that's most people's God, unfortunately. That's the God that they worship, you know?
I know. That's it.
I will be sure with this podcast to include the proper link to your site, and I'll have a link there for your Kickstarter campaign as well. And that is under the player for tonight's show. If you're listening at the whatonearthishappening.com radio show page, you'll see under the player there's a link underneath Jordan's biography, his short bio there. It says you could visit the Jordan Maxwell Kickstarter campaign. So if you feel like Jordan's information has been of value to you through the many years he's been doing this research and providing it for people, you can make a donation at that Kickstarter page. So, Jordan, if you want to do a few more questions in the remainder of this segment, and then we'll go to some calls in the next segment and hear what listeners have to ask, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Great. Just a couple of quick personal questions, if I may. What would you say to you is the most influential? If you had to pick one single influential book that you want to one book to recommend to people, what would that most single influential book on your entire mindset throughout your life have been, and why?
Well, that's really a difficult question because I've had hundreds of reference books and. One half of them are priceless pieces of work, and they are profoundly important. But I guess I would have to say, especially if you're interested in the modern-day world that you're living in, the book is called Fire in the Minds of Men. F-I-R-E, Fire in the Minds of Men. It's written by James Billington. And James Billington today is the chief librarian for the Library of Congress. So you don't get any more academically correct than the chief librarian for the Library of Congress. And he has written many books, but this one particular thick volume called Fire in the Minds of Men is a mind trip reading it. This guy is an incredible storyteller, but he documents all of the occultism in politics, religion, secret societies, the emblems, the words, the terms, Illuminati, where the Democratic and Republican Party really came from, and talks about the Illuminati, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the sects, the cults, and the money, the banking industry, the whole entire dirty world of hidden knowledge, hidden power, hidden wisdom, the chief librarian for the Library of Congress, James Billington, wrote a phenomenal book called Fire in the Minds of Men. That should take you about 10 years to go through that one.
All right, great. Let's see what other questions do I have here. How about if you could spend some time with any individual, living or deceased, past or present, okay, and you could pick their brain for a while, who would it be and why?
Well, again, I'd have to think about that because there have been so many brilliant people that I've already been in the presence of all my life. I have been blessed to be in the company of extraordinarily brilliant people. I think it would be my girlfriend's father, my first girlfriend in California, her father. I would love to be able to sit and talk with him again, but that's a personal thing because he was one of the most extraordinary experiences I've ever had. My first girlfriend and her father, you may have heard me tell the story about it, and about him and my girlfriend when I was 19 years old. But he was an extraordinary man, and I would love to be able to talk with him again. Have you ever heard the story I told about my girlfriend and his father and her father?
I have not. Go ahead.
Well, it was back in 1959, and I'm 19-year-old kid, freshly from Florida, and I'm in Los Angeles in North Hollywood. And one morning I go into the restaurant in downtown North Hollywood, 1959. And there was no room anywhere except one chair at the counter. So I'm sitting down next to this young girl. I'm 19. She was probably 17, 18. And we get to talking and found out she only lived a couple blocks from me and I only lived about three blocks in town. She had walked downtown. I had too. So we walked back home together. And so we started meeting each other on weekends downtown and would walk home. And so, but she lived about two blocks further than I did. So she knew where I lived, but I never followed her home. So I didn't know exactly where she lived. And one night she came over to my house and she said, my dad wants to talk to you. And of course I wasn't interested to talk to her father. She said, no, my father's very important, very interesting, and he wants to tell you something. So I thought that sounded interesting. So I went with her. And when I went there, to cut it short, my girlfriend and her younger sister, the two girls sat on the floor. The mother was in the kitchen. The father and I sat on a long sofa. He sat on one end and I sat on the other. And we were talking and, just small talk, asking me how I'm working and how you like the job and how long have you been here, et cetera, et cetera. And so I felt all right about him, but there was something very, very, very strange about him. But I felt confident and wasn't threatened because he was talking about normal things that I could relate to. And so in the conversation, when I was feeling all right about him, because he realized I was very sensitive to who he was, and then he said to me, he said, remember back when you were 8 years old and when your dad built a new back porch back in Florida and your uncle helped your dad build a new back porch. Remember that? He tore down the old back porch, and he built a new one. And he built the back porch with green lights.